via another. I come across a story about Victorian schoolgirls or private school girls not being able to wear what they want at school. So a uniform lobby group has slammed private school girls in Victoria for having outdated uniform policies, not allowing them to wear pants or shorts as they wish.
Well, so if you're in year 7, 8 or whatever, you can't wear a pair of pants if you're a girl.
Yeah, you've got to wear a dress. And I find this very 1950s. I've got girls that go to an all-girls school, and I would love them to wear whatever they want. Whatever they feel that comfortable in, I think they should be able to wear. So I agree with this group, the girls' uniform agenda.
That's should join that lobby group.
Well, I will join that lobby group because I feel that my girls, if they want to go wear pants, if they want to wear a skirt, if they want to wear shorts, they should be able to feel comfortable when they go to school.
Well said.
And a couple of weeks ago, we had a young girl, Byron, call up about some ridiculous school rules.
Oh, this was unbelievable.
Young Tilly.
We're not allowed to run near our playgrounds. And anywhere else in the
You're not allowed to run at school.
What about on the oval, Tilly? You could surely run on the oval.
You can run, but not as much. Like, you can't be, like, running.
No wonder our kids are playing iPads.
I know. Tilly, well done.
No running on the oval.
No running on the oval. And I had a mum come up to me a couple of weeks ago because we did this this topic, obviously, when Tilly called in, and they said at around the when you turn a corner, they've got like a big yellow line that goes around, and you're not allowed to go in there just in case you run into the corner of the wall.
Oh my God!
So it's an out of bounds area.
This is the ridiculous school rules. They seem to be getting worse. I know Fief mentioned something about you've got to bring your rubbish home.
Yes,
there's no bins at the school.
There's no bins at the school.
But you're going to throw it out anyway.
So with your packed lunch, you can't have anything that can be opened.
Okay.
So it's all got to be in there. So 13 10 60, guys. Call up with your ridiculous school rules that your kids have to put up with.
I reckon we'll get a few calls
That's
on this.
It's going to be meltdown.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Fev came across this story. Victorian schoolgirls forced into dresses. There's a lobby group that aren't happy with this, and Fev's not happy with it either. I mean, a girl should surely, if she wants to in high school, be able to wear pants.
Yeah, I've got four girls, and I would want them to wear whatever they want to school, as long as it's a uniform. But if the uniform says you have to wear a dress, they can wear a pair of pants. Or they can wear a pair of shorts. It's up to them. There shouldn't be any rules on what you should wear.
But rules is interesting in schools because, I mean, that's a rule that's considered outdated. But then in this politically correct world, Fev, there are some outrageous rules on school campuses.
Yeah, some ridiculous school rules, Byron, and PC gone mad. Our phones have blown up. Jackie from Taylor's Lake, good morning.
Good morning, Fev and Byron. How are you going?
Very well. Missing Fee, but I think we're going okay.
Oh, we're fine.
I think you do all right.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack. What's the ridiculous rules at your daughter's or son's school?
Well, it was actually my school many, many, many moons ago. But our principal used to yell at people for being on the grass.
On the
just sitting down on the grass.
You weren't allowed on the grass at all. You weren't allowed to walk on it, sit on it.
Well, is it like a botanic gardens? I mean, is it some sort of? I mean,
no, there was nothing fancy. It was just grass.
Well, grass,
and you just couldn't get on it.
We just weren't allowed on it, and if we did, the entire school would hear him bellow at people.
Wow, what was it used for then? Just for nothing.
Just for decoration.
Ornamental.
Sounds like the MCG and Marvel curators that work there. We were never allowed to train on it.
That's unbelievable. What, you can't go in the grass?
We weren't allowed to train on the grass because they wanted it pristine for the weekend.
At least it was in preparation for an actual event. That grass was never used.
Just never used. Sam from Brunswick.
How you going, guys?
Good morning, mate. What's some ridiculous school rules?
Basically, my little cousin... obviously, spelling mistakes in her English books, and they said apparently they're not allowed to use red pen to mark out their spelling mistakes. Makes them feel bad.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Red pen.
Well, so you're protecting the kid's feelings by not using a red-coloured ink.
Yeah, pretty much.
I reckon black would be worse. It's dark.
That's strange.
We used to get high, mate, you should see my tests. They were highlighted. They would have red ink all over it. Don't you worry about that. Emma from Greensboro, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. What's some ridiculous school rules?
At my kids' school, you're not allowed to tag anyone. You have to catch them with your shadow.
Oh, come on.
So your kids are playing tag, which is the name of the game, but they're not allowed to tag them.
Yeah, that's right. With your shadow, so you don't touch it.
Touch the shadow. You, what, you're trying to touch someone's shadow?
I've heard it all.
All right, that's too much.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Okay, Melbourne, 131060. Call in now with booking disasters, whether you've booked a holiday, a restaurant, anything to do with booking, 131060.
And it's gone horribly wrong.
Now, Byron, settle in. So yesterday, around this time, I got a text message from a good friend of mine, Nate Miles, who said that he went out for dinner last night in Brighton, so around the corner from my house, and an Italian restaurant. It's called Armoni. So I was like,
Italiano. Of course you would know, because you're an Italian, and you've in the past you've told us the pronunciation of your name.
Fevola. Yeah. That's a Fevola. And so I thought to myself, oh, geez, and he goes, is it good? And he goes, mate, the food was epic. So
Nate Miles, rugby league star, Nate Miles.
Played for Australia. Anyway, so I've gone home to Alex and I said, hun, let's go. Well, Lulu had netball last night, which was at 6 o'clock, and then she'll be finished around 6:50. Let's book for dinner at 7. She's like, oh, I don't want to go out for dinner because it's a weekday. So she's like, I struggled to get her to go out for dinner because you've got to get ready. We've got baby's bedtime's around 7:30. So this place is amazing. Nate said it was awesome. She's like, all right, you take Lulu to netball. I'll get the baby ready and we'll get old. She's all done. We all look amazing. I didn't because I did take crap clothes on. But anyway, we get the kids into the car. We pack them in. We get the bottle. We get the food. We've got everything organised. Big family outing on a Thursday night.
So far, this seems really just what anyone would do.
Yeah. And I was wrapped and I was so excited. I didn't eat lunch because I wanted this beautiful Italian dinner, and the kids were all excited. We're in the car and we're saying what we're going
to
order.
No need to skip a meal, but okay.
So we get there. No, because I wanted to fill up
really
on
load up.
And then we get to the place just on New Street there. It's called Armoni. So I get the baby out. We get the pram. We walk in, and it's pretty full. The place is like full. And I'm like, ooh, I booked for 7.
Where's that giant table for seven?
Any tables left. So I walk in, and the guy greeted us, and I was like, g'day, mate. And he was Italian. He's like, ciao, buongiorno. And I said, it's the Vevoli. And I didn't say that. I said, mate, booking for 7 under Favola. And he said, no booking. And I was like, okay.
Don't do his accent.
I can do Italian. I'm Italian. No, I can do that. Point. Anyway, he looked onto his computer and he said, no, we don't have a booking for 7. And I said, oh, yeah, no, me being the cocky man I am. And I said, here, mate, I've got a booking. It's here on my email. And I gave him my phone and he's looked at it. He said, yeah, I'm only, yep. Thursday the 23rd of
May,
for 7. Good. At 7. I said, yeah, mate, here. And he's like, oh, no, sir. You have booked in Venice, in Italy. You've got the wrong restaurant.
You booked you booked an actual restaurant in Venice?
I've booked a trip.
How have you done that?
Well, I went to TripAdvisor and I just Googled it.
TripAdvisor?
It's called The Fork and I've booked in. It's called Armoni.
Most people use OpenTable. What are you on TripAdvisor for?
I don't know. It's got, obviously, it's 3013 Venice.
It's a travel app.
He looked at me like I was an absolute moron and I was angry. I got filthy. I was rattled. And Alex said, I don't understand why I ever let you book anything, because I've had a lot of history with stuffing up bookings and leaving luggage. It was an absolute disaster. The kids were shattered. The family, it was awful.
Unbelievable. All right, well, 131060, let's take some calls. You're not the only one. Let's at least make the Fairvilla feel a bit better about himself.
Jeez, I copped it from the family.
Booking dinner in Venice instead of
Brighton. So it's about now. In Venice, I'm supposed to be there.
131060 is the number. We'll take your calls next on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Booking disasters. Last night I took the family out for dinner, table for 7, at a nice Italian restaurant, and I accidentally booked Venice instead of Melbourne.
So a restaurant of the same name.
Same name, so it's easily done.
What was the restaurant called?
It was called Armoni. So I said 131060 Melbourne with your booking disasters. Amy from St Kilda East, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me your disaster, please. Make me feel better.
Yeah, you're speaking to the king of disasters, so please share.
Very similar to you, actually. I was standing in line for the Escher exhibition at Melbourne Arts Centre.
Yes.
Waited an hour and a half in line, got to the front, and they were like, mate, museum in Amsterdam, they're the tickets you bought.
That is exactly the same, but you waited an hour and a half. Oh my God, did you get a refund?
No, they sort of pushed us through. So I was like, okay, my auntie flew over from Tassie, and she was like, oh my God, Amy, get it together.
I mean, it feels like a very obvious reminder to people, but check what country it's in when you book these things, Fev, whether it's a restaurant or...
Well, they shouldn't have it on you. Like, they should know this day and age.
Well, the bit where it says Venetia on the actual address.
They didn't say that. It's only really small print. They shouldn't let us book it. We're in Australia. They shouldn't let us book the same day. Anthony from Cranbourne.
Yeah, mate.
Good morning.
I booked a set of flights for me and my missus. A few of my mates were going to Thailand, and her mum and all of her friends always called her Tiana. So I booked these flights as in her name, Tiana, and then comes down to checking her birth certificate, and on her birth certificate, all it says is Tian without the A on the end of her name.
And you know what, Anthony? That is a nightmare, because when I flew to America last year, we booked it real quick, and I put down and I did all the kids and I did myself and I did Alex Favola, because we call her Alex, and on her passport it's Alexandra.
Yeah.
So we sat there for hours, and it costs a fortune. It costs a fair bit to do it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, about $800 it costs. About 3 or 4 weeks.
What we've also uncovered there is yet another Fev stuff up. I mean,
I'm the king of them.
You just keep going with these examples. Stay away from it. Just let Alex do it.
Yeah, I know, but she's busy with work and I'm not busy. Carol from Geelong, good morning.
Hello.
What was your disaster, Carol?
We flew up to Sydney for the best New Year's Eve experience you could have, fireworks, Sydney Harbour Bridge.
On a boat?
On a boat, yes. All the best seafood, alcohol, and we got to the pier and the boat was floating away.
So you got the times wrong or?
No, we had the email with us stating that we had the right time. They stuffed up. They sent a few emails out with the wrong time on it.
Did you get your money back?
Yeah. Well, they gave us another cruise in February, so we had to fly back to Sydney again.
February?
Not really the same fireworks display in February over Sydney Harbour? That's a shame.
No. Oh, no. You poor thing,
Carol. So, Fev, you've obviously...
I feel a bit better.
Well, yeah, so you've stuffed up. You've booked the restaurant in Venice.
Two of the three calls were pretty much exactly what I did, so okay. I'm wrapped.
101.9 The Fox.
We want to relive this journey so far. Fief will be back on deck on Monday. It's been a tough pregnancy for Fief. She's had morning sickness and all sorts of things. So she should be back Monday. We're just powering forward anyway. What about this journey so far? Fifi's single mum's baby shower.
Yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday, coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it. And I had a long think about it last night. Lately, I've been thinking. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. But there might be women out there right now who are pregnant, struggling. And maybe they are alone or they don't have the support. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev, I would like to share this.
There is over 280,000 single mums in Melbourne.
It's often tedious and very lonely at times.
A friend of mine and I started seeing each other and I fell pregnant. He didn't really want a baby at the time.
Being pregnant by yourself would be so tough. It's going to the scans by yourself. It's having the nights when you're waking up and you're getting reflux and all that and you've got no one to turn to.
There are women who are pregnant doing it tough on their own. They should be celebrated. I want to
see you smile. Olivia was widowed 2 years ago, and at that time her daughter was 2.5 and her son was 4 months old, and for a long time we just thought Olivia was drowning and we couldn't save her. I wanna raise your
spirit. If you're in this on your own and you're feeling alone and you feel like you don't have that love and support, join me. We'll be single mums, have been pregnant together.
Yeah. It's going to be the biggest baby shower in the world.
Kate, I would love to share this baby shower with you.
I would love to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Liv, can you come?
I'd love to. That really means a lot.
Hey, Melbourne, it's Conrad Sewell.
This man has offered to perform.
Yeah. We can't believe we've secured this venue. It is unbelievable.
They're going to Melbourne Arena for our baby shower. I think single mums often you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But everyone, you know, you should be celebrated, and we want to do that.
It has been unbelievable. Like, seriously, from the minute that Fief had the idea, it's been absolutely unbelievable. Not just the stories from the single mums, the backing of Melbourne businesses, great and small. We do want to give a big shout out to Underworks, who've come on board as a major sponsor, helping us with all the back end costs involved in doing something like this. Underworks baby socks. They've got a really cute range of cozy socks for those tiny toes. So look, it's It is all happening, Fev.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And we just had Silverworks on with prams, and they're donating over $10,000 worth of prams, which is amazing.
Yeah, Silver Cross, they are like the Ferrari of prams. $10,000 worth from Silver Cross of prams. So that, and that was just this morning at 7:30. And these are the sorts of offers that we're getting just every hour.
Yes, and but Byron, there's a big but.
No, but it's all going so well.
It's all going so well.
Well,
but he's not here. Okay. And baby shower is not common vocab for males. I've been to a lot of wet the baby's heads, where you play drinking games.
You just drink.
Yeah, you just have fun. But baby showers, males don't usually attend. So we've organised, we're all helping Fee organise this, and I don't know what happens at a baby shower.
Oh, like, so we've got all this stuff planned, but what do you actually do?
Yeah, like, do you play games? What activities? Do you all sit around and talk about your pregnancies? Is it just like a high tea sort of style?
That's a really good point.
So Melbourne mums, I need your help. I need to know what to do. I need to organise games and activities for all you guys. 131060, Maybe I might ask Ali. Ali, you're
she's
a mum.
One of our producers who's
one of our
got
producers. What did you do on your baby shower?
We played a game where you get a roll of toilet paper and you have to choose as many squares as you think would go around my stomach. Ooh, and then whoever got the closest wins.
Wet the baby's heads, heaps more fun.
it's a lot of toilet paper
for
Fee.
It's a lot of toilet paper for
Fee. Oh, she said we could call her a giant dumpling. Yeah, she said we could call her that.
You can call her that. So you play like games like fill up the bot and see what mum can scull the milk quick enough.
No, I don't know about that.
Pin the tail on the pregnant lady.
Okay, well, we need help. I don't know about Ali's
13, 1060.
13 1060 is the number. We'll come back to these calls next on The Fox.
1019. The Fox.
The Fox.
Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower, June 7th, Melbourne Arena. There's only one thing we know is happening, a performance from Conrad Sewell. So that's one thing we know is locked in. We know that we've got a venue, Fev. You've done a great job organising this. Fifi sharing her baby shower with single mums. We've heard so many incredible stories. It's going to be a really special event. Melbourne Arena, hello. It's going to be massive. But you did realise, and Fee's not here today, and this makes it even harder and worse because we've got a whole weekend to keep planning this thing. There is a problem.
Yeah, there is a problem. And last night I was singing to myself, it felt like when I was at the under-16 state championships at Olympic Park and I was jumping a hurdle. I was in 110-metre hurdles and I hit one.
Right.
I've hit one here. Fit a snag. I've hit a hurdle.
How have you managed to just gloat that you were quite a high-level hurdler there? I don't know, but well done.
Well, I was. And I hit a hurdle and it all went pear-shaped after that. And I thought to myself, baby showers. What do you do at a baby shower?
That's because your hurdle. You don't know.
That's my hurdle.
Apparently, games are played, and who knows what
activities,
goes.
Activities, because it's all well and good having it at Melbourne Arena and getting everybody there, but what are they going to do? And this is what I need help with. So we've said to Melbourne, 131060, activities, and some games.
Okay.
And I've got Michelle from Cranbourne. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm nervous. I'm worried because I feel like I haven't really ticked all the boxes. I need some help.
You don't need help. You'll be right. Disposable nappies,
yes.
Different flavoured chocolates, melt them into the nappy, hand them around and get people to sniff them and guess them.
I like it.
That's got Fev up and about.
That's
that one.
Got me up and about. So you've got to guess what chocolate it is. Fee would love that.
No, she hates that sort of toilet humour.
No, but she loves chocolate.
Okay, but
so if I can put a nappy with chocolate and mix it together, it's like ballpark for her.
That's definitely happening.
That's definitely happening.
We've never played that here, just for fun.
Leon, write that down, disposable nappy. So we need a company that does that.
We also need a chocolate company to get behind
chocolate
that one.
Cadbury. Mel from Craigieburn, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well. What sort of games or activities can we play?
So you make nappies on someone with a toilet roll paper?
Yes.
Go into group of three or four, and the one with the best nappy obviously wins the prize.
Wins prizes, because we've got a lot of gift bags too, so there'll be a lot of prizes and a lot of nappy and poo chat. I love it.
There's a theme starting
there's
to build.
There's a big theme, because that's what happens. The babies have their bot, they have their food, and they do poo-poos.
Okay.
That's what they do, and they sleep. That's all they do. Alicia from Canterbury, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very well. What's a game or activity that Byron and I can introduce to our biggest baby share in the world?
Well, at my baby shower, it was called Labour or Adult Film.
Ears are pricked up again.
Yeah, so you get like a piece of paper and you get all these different photos of ladies. They're either in Adult Film or Labour.
I'm not sure about that one.
And you have to try and guess, like, their facial expressions.
Well, it's a family show.
I love this. This
I thought Pep would like it.
This has become more exciting than wetting the baby's head.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Fevola.
Welcome back to Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fief will be back on Monday. Obviously, the morning sickness got the better of Fief this morning, so we're just holding the fort for Fief. The reason you're hearing Italian music, Fev, what did you manage to stuff up last night?
Well, I got a text from a good mate of mine, Nate Miles, about a restaurant in Brighton. Amone. And he said it's an epic food. So I thought to myself, I'll get the family out. We'll get ready, baby and all. We'll go out for a family dinner at this beautiful restaurant. So I booked it online, 7 o'clock for 7 people, got to the restaurant, and I've accidentally, there was no booking because the tables were full. We got kicked out. And he said to me that I've actually booked the same restaurant, but in Venice.
So you've booked a dinner for 7 in Venice.
In Venice. So there was no table for us. So there was no food for us. So we had to leave. So
That booking still stands. Yeah, though. There's a restaurant in Venice waiting for 7 Fevolas to turn up.
Waiting for the family of 7 to rock up. So I need to make a call to cancel my booking. So have you got the number there, Byron?
Well, I do.
Let's see how we go.
I think this is just manners. I mean, you've got to clear this up.
Yeah, you've got to clear it up. Okay, and let's go.
All right.
Grazie per aver chiamato il Hilton Molino Stucchi Venice. Per italiano, digiti 1. For English, press 2.
Oh, we're on. Here we go.
Hilton Molino Stucchi Venice, ricevimento, sono Alessia, come posso esserle utile?
Buongiorno. Hello. I'm from Australia, and I made a booking last night at your restaurant for 7 people under Brendan Favola. Favola?
To one of our restaurants.
Yes. Amona? Amoni?
A-R-O-M-I?
Aromi. Yes, Aromi. For 7
okay,
people.
Okay, let me put you through the concierge, hold the line.
Yeah, ciao. I'm going to tell you, man. Favola.
Good evening, this is Concetta, may I help you?
Hi, how are you going? I'm from Australia and I got a reservation at Armoni for 7 people tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's under Brendan Fevola.
For tomorrow, allora. Yes, under Brendan Fevola.
Yes, Fevola, yes. Sorry, I went to go to a restaurant in Australia with the same name and I booked the wrong venue because I live in Australia.
No worries. Okay. Do you want to postpone?
Just cancel.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
I made a mistake.
No worries at all, sir.
No
thank
worries. How's Venice
know.
Going? Good?
Yes, thank you. No, beautiful. It's very hot in summertime. Summer.
Ah, beautiful.
Let's say.
Okay. Ciao.
Jeez. Okay. So at least you've cancelled it.
Well, that's got taken care of. Okay. Ciao bella. Venice is beautiful.
Oh, good stuff. That's all resolved.
I feel better.
Okay, good stuff.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
As promised, live in studio guests to share an amazing story, Fev. As always, the lines are open if you've got an amazing story. This will be a very tough act to follow. 13 10 60, the lines are open.
Yes, and we love this game. It's the end of the week. Ring us with your amazing stories that you'll go out on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon, Saturday night dinner party, cold ones off the wood, and you want to tell your friends a grouse story.
Yes.
Love a bit of mayo, love a bit of GST, really ham it up. But Byron, we've got some special guests.
This one won't need any mayo. Let's relive a moment that happened only 2 days ago on this show.
So we think it's pulling apart the white paper twist tie that you find in freezer bags.
Leon Shergren, for $50,000, has Catherine got the secret sound right?
Catherine.
Yes, Leon.
That is the secret sound.
Oh, you've won $50,000!
Oh, my God!
Catherine!
They are in the studio, all three of them there, because that in fact was a syndicate led by Catherine, but she shared the spoils with a couple of her workmates, Kathy and Steph, and they're all in here.
Yeah, we've got the girls in here. Now, guys, what a special moment that was. How early did you pick it? Like, how many weeks ago? Was it just recently?
Initially we thought it was cable ties because Catherine said, oh, I think it's cable ties, and I'm like,
you know, I said, I was like, oh, cable ties, those white twist tie things. And she goes, no, you idiot, a cable tie. And I was like, what? And true, then she true. Brought in a cable tie and I'm like, oh, those.
Yep.
So I actually initially said it was the white twist ties thinking it was like a dumb guess. Like
right.
It just happened like that. And then we go, okay, we're going to roll with the answer cable ties. So we tried calling. Yeah. Then
lots
we heard,
practicing in
yeah,
the office, wasn't it? Yeah.
Then we heard someone call in saying cable ties.
Oh,
and we're like,
on, no.
Damn.
Right.
But then when we heard it's wrong, we're like, okay, let's rethink
Steph, maybe
it.
Maybe you're not so stupid.
Yeah. They were like, Steph, maybe you're not so dumb after all. Let's roll with the twist ties like you guessed. And then we called Catherine. We had the phones lined up.
Yeah.
Catherine, we were trying, and then Catherine hit the phone once, and she went straight through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Well, we better, seeing it's technically a game of Is It Amazing, we better just pay that.
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing. Let's one other little question for the girls. Now, Pooh Bah Leon out there, he broke a lot of hearts. He's... questions, his little cryptic clues. Now, did that throw you off the scent or help you?
Tying up loose ends helped us.
Yes.
Yeah, but the other
and
four?
And then
no.
He got crummy.
That's amazing that he can't do his job.
So he can't do his job. That is amazing. No, there's another one. I want this one played. That's phenomenal. Well done, girls.
Make it easy.
Congratulations. 131060, call up with your amazing stories.
It doesn't have to be winning $50,000 on a radio station.
It'll be hard. It'll be hard to beat.
Good on you, girls. 101.9, The Fox. Sorry, mate. Here we go. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing. So, Thief just had to sing the jingle there.
Yeah, no, I was just going to chime in with thanks to all the other little small businesses and big businesses that also have contacted us, and we'll try to get through them all because there is thousands.
Oh,
so,
we're talking everything from cupcakes to you name it.
Everything. We've been overwhelmed. But here we go. Is it amazing? Ali, what's your amazing story?
Hey, boys. How you going?
We're going well.
Good. I'll keep it nice and short. So.
Well, actually, that's a good point. I reckon a short story is a good story.
Depends how many frothies you've had.
Okay, good point.
All right, so Mum and Dad went down to Canada in January for their 30-year wedding anniversary. Dad was unfortunately involved in a serious ski-doo accident, which left him in a bad way. Long story short, I was sitting on the couch a few days later with my fiance, and it was about 8:30 at night, and I said, oh, honey, I said, something doesn't feel right with my dad. Got into a massive panic, started crying, and I said, he's struggling. I said, and he's not in his bed. Now, quickly rang my grandma because they speak French in Montreal. She rang the hospital, which was 3 a.m. in Montreal. And they said, I don't know pretty much why you've called, but Greg was struggling. He couldn't reach his buzzer because he had blood clots forming in his chest.
Wow.
And they've rushed him into ICU. So he was struggling. He couldn't reach his buzzer and he wasn't in his bed because he just got transferred over to ICU not even 10 minutes before.
Oh, well, obviously it's amazing.
That's an amazing story.
It's amazing. It's like telepathy or some sort of...
Is your dad okay now?
Yeah, he's okay. Oh, well, they got him to be able to fly back in April. So, yeah, he's back home now. And
wow. Have you ever had any of those feelings before?
No, that was the first time. I literally went into a panic. I was shaking, crying, and my fiancé is going, what the hell is going on? And I said, I can feel it. He's struggling and he's not in his bed. And, yeah, it was.
They say twins also feel that.
Twins do,
when something happens to the other twin. Yeah, it's extraordinary.
They're not twins.
Well, we'll just say. That could be a story for another time.
That's another time. Anyway. Kath from Maribyrnong. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And we're just about to finish work, which is amazing. So send us off with an amazing story.
I'll try to. A couple of weekends ago, my niece and her husband, who live in Ballarat, were decluttering, and they came across a photo of her husband about 20 years ago in Movie World. You know the roller coaster where you all scream and it takes a photo?
Yes.
Yeah, they never look good, those ones, usually.
Yeah, well, there he was at about 15 or 17 years of age, and sitting in the same carriage in the photo, screaming in a similar fashion, is my husband and my stepson from 20 years ago. And it's freaky because none of us knew each other in the same carriage and the same photo.
So they're in a carriage. They don't know each other. 20 years later, you've married the person.
He's married my, yes, he's now my niece's husband, and he's sitting next to my husband and my stepson
in movie world, in the same carriage, in the same photo shot on the...
Quick question. Your family does have shares in movie world and just work at movie world?
No.
Okay. Well, then, Kath, in that case...
Kath, that is amazing. Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing how worlds collide, isn't it?
That is unbelievable.
I'm still freaking out every time I look at the text with the photo. It's really weird, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
It was meant to be, Kath.
Yeah, so Fief will be back on deck on, and thank you for your call there, Kathy. Back on deck on Monday. The morning sickness did get the better of Fief this morning, but she is back on deck. It will be a big weekend planning for Fifi's single mum's baby shower and a big weekend for you. Fief, you've got a couple of charity gigs as well, haven't you?
Yes, I've got Camp Quality tonight, which is amazing, doing great things for kids with cancer, and Down Syndrome Australia tomorrow, playing footy tomorrow, so it's Sunday, oh, relax.
Home game for Hastings?
Home game for Hastings against Somerville. I'll put my big fat bum down in the goal square. I won't move very far, and hopefully I kick straight.
You'll have a great weekend. 12, yeah, and go the Swans tonight against the Pies.